Guess what? Hollywood, I'm here.
Hollywood's got a new host. And the stars are shining bright on Steve.
It'd be okay to just come here every day for that.
Today, Premier Week continues with Ice Cube. Plus, baseball's rally granny makes the crowd go wild.
You've never seen anything like this before.
All new Steve.
Weekdays at 3 on Cairo 7.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Good evening on this Wednesday, the last Wednesday of August 2017. Love to all of my Argonauts out there. I have a fun show planned. Whether or not it's fun will remain to be seen. However, today's card is a big mamma jamma. Yeah, it is a tower. Tun, tun, tun. It's actually really better referred to as the Thunderstruck Tower, but we'll get to that in a little while. I am very blessed this evening to be, how should I say, partnered by the lovely none other than Janet Hickox, who is out in the Washington State area. And I also have, hanging out with us tonight for Christie's Corner, that's right, my friend, my sister from another mother. It doesn't work the same way. Well, all right. So anyway, a gal I grew up with in junior high school and high school, Christy Clark, will be on to discuss the aromas and the fragrances that we will want to have around us, issuing us into the autumn chasson. And I'm excited about that. We love having her on. She's a fucking pisser. The Tower card. I tell you, this is another one of those that makes everybody cringe. Before I go into the Tower card, I want to give some proper plugs away. I'll plug Christy. I was just going to say, that doesn't sound right. I will talk about Christy and how you can get in touch with her when she comes on the line a little bit later. I will be doing some readings tonight as well. And I wanted to let everybody know that on my website, very soon I'll be putting up some of the sessions that I'm doing and some of the stuff that's come up to the surface and that I'm having a lot of success with and I'm really truly enjoying is the couples therapy or the marriage counseling, but moreover, sex therapy. And not that we're doing anything sexual in the session, but I seem to hit all of the, buttons. When it comes to marriage counseling, and I'm enjoying it. So I will be putting that up on my website soon, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. If you would like a human design chart and or reading by none other than interplanetary Janet Hickox, and or an astrological reading, both excellent ideas. I know personally I have a weekly session with her. I am very blessed. Get in touch with her at janet@living-astrology.com, and of course visit her website for certain free charts that she is always giving away. Well, I shouldn't say always, because she rotates them in and out. Get it. And you can reach her, of course, by going to www.living-astrology.com. And I think those are all the proper plugs, if you will. So I am going to launch right into the tower. We see the tower, and every time, you know, you'll see a program from the old days, and, you know, they're like, ooh, tell us what the fortune is, you know, and invariably, you know, for you're royally fucked, the tower card comes up. The Rider-Waite Tarot has a better, I think, symbology, a better, I don't know, overall allure to it, excuse me. And I am dealing with allergies, so if I sound stuffy and or such, I'm dealing with allergies and allergy medication, which makes me a little dopey. The Tower is card number 16, and in my deck, you see a man who is falling from the top of the tower all the way down. The tower is composed of these individual television sets, and they all have different images on it, and they get smaller as they go up. And, of course, there's the all-seeing eye of God on the top, and the whole thing's on fucking fire, and, oh, what am I going to tell you? It's a shit fest, folks. It isn't as bad, however, as it looks, but it is as bad as it looks. And what do I mean by that? It means to say this is a serious card to get. When I pull this card for somebody, when I'm doing their spiritual identifier card, this is a card that lets me know, okay, this person has been doing a lot of work, and now his metal has been tested. Let's see what happens when the metal's tested. That's kind of what this card is about. However, the television sets on my card all have a different picture, which could all be looked at as different parts of humanity and society sort of closing in on oneself. And that's kind of all I'm going to say about my deck, whereas I'm going to go into the Tower or the Lightning Struck Tower, which is the original French. Excuse me. It has the value of 70, which is the 1 plus the 6, and then, of course, the boundless space 0. The letter Ayin from the Hebraic Kabbalistic alphabet is attributed to it as well. We'll talk about that later. So in this Rider-Waite Tarot deck, we see a tower which has been very strongly built, and it's getting struck by lightning. The lightning is not, however, originating from a thundercloud, but moreover from the sun. And that's kind of where the name of this comes from, the lightning-struck tower. The lightning strikes deep into the thick of the fabric of the tower, which is ripped into two parts, the upper part tumbling to the ground, and the lower, of course, is symbolized by the color red. On top of it, you'll see green and yellow stripes identifying or signifying the love of humanity. The tower has four cranials on top of it, and these four stand for the states and or the elements of matter. This reveals that the tower symbol has to do with the material aspect of man. Now, we just finished talking a lot about, you know, the devil and how he is the ruler, and or Satan is the ruler of the material. So it's no joke that, you know, lessons are coming. And this seems to be the last big lesson in the cycles of the Tarot. Wow, it looks like my queue is filling up. That's lovely. I will do my best to get to everybody, believe me or not. So let everybody else know that I'm doing readings. I'm in the mood because I'm getting awake again. Thank God. And no coffee, just seltzer. And amphetamines. What are they called? I wanted to say as a joke, crystal meth, but that's not at all. It's the Claritin, not the Claritin, but pseudoephedrine. That stuff is hello, welcome. So, getting back, the tower, by the way, has one door and three windows. Two of them are at the same level, and the third is placed above the two to form a triangle. The door symbolizes the human solar plexus. This is where we are tied to the body at conception by this magic silver cord, and we will again leave the body through this mechanism. The two windows next to each other are our two eyes through which we look out onto the material body, and we link ourselves with this outside world. The upper window is the third eye, if you will, the nerve center, which we know as the Vedanta philosophy, the Hindu, is known as the Ajna Chakra. Janet knows all about that. If you don't know about it, get in touch with her for a human design reading. Thank you. It is through this particular nerve center, by the way, that man is connected to the spirit world. We see that the tower has heavy bricks that are falling down onto figures who themselves have fallen from it. And my deck is only one, and like I said, I'm not crazy about it. No deck is perfect, except perhaps the one that I will be creating in the future. Wink, wink. pardon me. Curiously, the bricks hit only the man who is not wearing a crown. And he falls to the ground lifeless. The other man has kept his crown on his head. Even during the fall, he is not hit by the bricks. They fall beside him, and he is sort of escaped uninjured and alive. There is some color symbology here. The two figures have multicolored clothing. The dead man wears a red tunic, right? And he has blue sleeves on his left arm. And the man with the crown wears a blue tunic with his right arm as a red sleeve, sort of inverted of each other. And his left leg is a yellow stocking as opposed to the right of the other. The colors of the costume show that it's no good for a man to be, quote, spiritual if he's not aware of it. Otherwise, he must die when the tower collapses. However, the other man, who has endured his destiny with complete faith in God, but because he was fully conscious about it and the undergoings of all of his trials, the crown denotes this consciousness. When you see the crown on his head, it denotes consciousness, that he has survived the fall of this tower and he has remained perfectly intact. This is an awfully reminiscent card of the sixth card, if you remember, which is the parting of the ways, but which is now called the love card, making the right decision, acknowledging or not acknowledging. In the picture, we also see 16 colored balls, which, oh my God, if anybody knew what was going on in my head. We also see 16 colored balls, which represent the number 16 of the tarot card. It seems that this picture has brought us to an understanding. And very much like this, what I'm talking about, this cataclysmic event, when it inevitably occurs once in a lifetime of every man who is proceeding along the path to the great goal. And I remember one of the first things I ever learned was that the path of the great master metaphysician is not an easy one. And that's something to really think about, folks out there. As eccentric as these psychics are that you are in tune with, and for all of their faults and all of their eccentricities, it is not an easy road to walk a lot of the time, I suppose, the life of a clergy, but I'm not going to compare the two because I refuse the association. Basically, Buddha said it very simply, life is pain. So it looks like I have a bunch of people in the queue, which is very nice. I want to continue on with this information because it is actually, let me see how much I have. Oh, shit. Yeah, all right. I have more than I thought, and that's just fine. However, it looks like when we have this card, what in fact we are hearing is, get ready to have your chains, your cage rattled. Let's see when we test your metal, what happens. So do we call this the dark side of the soul? Is it the Scorpio who right before he rises because he has to be so intense that he bites himself, but he rises from the ashes. Is that the dark side? Well, we're in our third cycle, like I said, and this card seems to be the most difficult card, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. It means, holy shit, things are about to change for you in some direction, somehow, some way. So depending on where it's placed in the reading. I am disappointed, and it is not my fun duty to inform you that I feel anyway, and Jen, I'm sure, will spin something totally different, as I hope she would, but we as humans don't seem to learn from touchy-feely, touchy-feely good lessons. We only seem to learn from the horrors that one can imagine, from everything from the Holocaust to, what other horrors are there? Having Donald Trump as president. Horrors. Now, the previous levels of consciousness with respect to the card really talk about the inner world. In this third cycle, it's different. It's different because it still has that feeling of your closest friends and relatives really haven't noticed anything that's been going on about you. And that has a lot to do with that hermit card energy. However, now something has definitely appeared to have happened to him in this card. Something, you know, bam, comes out of the sky. And I forget which effect that is when it comes to astrology, but when things just come out of nowhere and really create huge changes, I guess that would be the eclipses. We, in fact, have something that usually comes out into the out of someone's left field, and it affects this person, because in the hermit card, we had something different. Now we have what appears to be happening, something to him that is profound, and it's affecting his outer destiny. In fact, that's what's really called into question here, is the entire external life. But what I mean about this, we call this tragedy. That's right. Is it the card of tragedy? No, but it can mean that. And I know that I've had more than my share of that kind of shit in my life, and you come out of it going, what did I just, you know, what happened, and how do I learn from this so that we don't repeat this? Pardon me, I just took a sip. I mean, when I look at my mother, God rest her soul, I can't even say that I've ever been through anything. As much as I think I've been through tragedy, and I think I have, I've never been anything through like what my mother went through, and you know, during the Nazi invasion of Greece, of Salonika, when my mother used to hide Jews in her basement in the large terracotta olive jars. That's right. She had her friends killed in front of her because they were Jewish. She had a gun held to her hand. I mean, we complain. What do we have? What kind of fucking problems do we have? That's trauma. That shakes your world, that kind of shit. So the card really talks about the great tests. Just like when Jesus and Buddha and any of the other Lord Ascended Masters went into the wilderness and they had their trials and they went through the hard-ass things in their lives. Look at Jesus and, you know, being taxed to a cross and all that. I mean, ugh. And on some level, we all have to experience this sort of Christ rebirth within ourselves. Hallelujah. And this is done, of course, through love. Love, love, love. I think I'm going to take a caller. And take my first caller, which, as I scroll through, I have Anne on the line. So I'm going to bring, oh, you got it. Thank you, Janet.
Hello, Jason.
Anne. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear
me? Oh, Jason, it's Anne. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
What can I do for you, Anne?
Hi. I have a question. It's been very difficult summer, family issues and problems with my mom. Do you see any positive changes in the romantic department?
Wow, I wish you could hear what you just said. You went through talking about
I had very difficult summer, many issues with the family, my mom, other issues.
I just think it's very interesting to say, I think it's interesting to hear that when you couch your question, after saying all that, you would like to know about a romantic thing.
Any positive changes? Yeah, because now things kind of settled just in the last week with my mom and other situations.
Okay.
So I just feel I would like to see what the cards say, if there is any changes. I was trying to establish connection with someone romantically, but I'm not sure how things will progress.
I would not pursue that particular avenue. I will tell you this much. I wish I was there to give you a hug, because I feel how exhausted you are. And I need you to hear that if you go back to someone from your past that you're thinking about, it's not going to bring you happiness. I want you to move forward with someone else to use. Okay?
Okay.
So now that that's been said, I'm going to throw some more cards out so I can get a little more clarity on what's happening in the romantic department, in the sex department. Yes, I like that. Let's see here. Uh-huh. Very nice. Oh, lady, I'm very happy. Okay, so look, I need you to be patient, okay? How the hell do I say this? All right, know that everything that I'm saying is coming from a place of love, okay? So I'm going to give you some tough love. I need you to get into the gym. I need you to get a makeover. I need you to start feeling snazzy down there. Do you get my drift? I need your creative juices down in your first chakra, that whole pussy area. I need it to get alive first. I need you to send out the right vibes. And that is something that you have been working towards. The cards say the Two of Discs tells me that you're really in a good place. You're getting positioned well for that. But you have to make sure that you do things a little differently this time, because I see in the next 4 months a man who is at least 2 or 3 years older than you. I like that he is going to be quiet, but he's also going to be respectful, and he's going to have some money, which is excellent, because the Four of the Emperor card comes up. So as far as I'm concerned, you're set to go. But I want you to get a makeover. I want you to do some stuff that makes you feel really fucking sexy. I don't care if it's crotchless undies. I don't care what you do. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jason. You're
so welcome. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You're very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your input and your recommendations.
Wonderful.
Thank
you. Wonderful. Alrighty. Hey, Janet, you want to come on the line for a second?
Yes. Hello. I am here.
You have been so quiet.
It's kind of busy in the queue.
Yeah, I saw that. Did I forget? This is going to give me a chance to stretch my legs and to walk over and get some more beverage. can you tell me, did I leave out anything in my long list of plugs that's happening? Do you know what your show is about yet?
Nope. My show is most likely going to be about the coming autumn equinox and what kind of energies we can expect in the fall. And unless something interesting comes along between now and then, in which case I will change my mind and do that instead. And to answer your question, no, I didn't hear your long list of plugs because I was probably taking some callers.
Yes. All right. Well,
but I'm sure you did
I'm
well.
I'm going to proceed, Avu, with, I guess, Karen,
okay.
Then.
Let me bring her in.
Okie dokie. And then
there
after that, let's get to Christy's corner.
Hi there. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Pretty good. I have a question. I was offered a job by a friend, but then he worked with his sister, with a brother and sister team, and they, I think she put the kibosh on that job. And so I do have another job right now. It's like a temp job. But I'm not liking it, and I'm wondering if you see something else coming available for me.
I won't lie to you. Number one, I'm glad you sidestepped the first job from your friend. That would have been an absolute nightmare. I threw three cards down, and the way that story turns out was not good. So let's just talk about Karen and her relationship to work. Uh-huh. And okie dokie. And excellent. Hey, Karen, what the hell do you do? Tell me, what do you do for a living?
Administrative, like data entry. I have a management background, but I'm looking for maybe to get into like the medical think I was going to try my hand in getting into, like, medical office.
All right. So, I am looking at your cards here, and I can see how you've had some struggles in the past because the Seven of Swords comes up. It comes up with you doing something that you're always cross-interfering with. And then right now, I like your attitude right now. The Princess of Cups is with you, and I want you to sort of think about how you can take off, because this idea of doing the medical assisting, whether it is billing, whether it is, I really like that idea tremendously for you. It's going to take a little bit of work, big deal, get a certification, but I'm going to look at another card here and tell you that you're going to get, you're going to fall into another job. The Fool comes up.
Okay.
It's going to happen for you, so I would not be concerned.
Okay.
All right, my love.
Okay, sounds good. I'll let
you know.
What
else?
Thank you so much.
Did you have a, did you have another question for me?
I just want to know. Should I stay with this until I find something? And let them, the job that I have now, and then blast off.
Well, I mean, let's just hear what you just said. I mean, what you just said is the most logical thing. Obviously, you cover your ass until you get something else, right? I mean, always.
Oh, right,
That's just a smart thing to do, because also you're going to be working, and working people are the ones that find jobs because they're in the flow of the energy. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
May I make a suggestion? I just pulled another card on you. I don't know whether you can afford it. I don't know whether you can afford it, but I would sincerely look into getting some kind of job coaching to try and maximize your potentiality. I would suggest you get an astrological reading and, or better yet for you, a human design reading from Janet so that you can learn how to make some decisions going forward in a way that is helpful to you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So maybe I will I don't know whether Janet heard that, but I'll put you back into the queue, Karen. And Janet maybe can talk to you about human design and a little bit about how it affects your ability to make decisions. Thank you so much for calling in. I've put lovely lady Karen back into the queue. And I am going to bring on our friend, our partner in crime in the aromatherapy world, Miss Christy Clark, who is a doTERRA specialist. So let me bring Christy on. Hello, Christy.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
I only have to apologize because I made a promo and I sent it out there, and I must have been taking LSD or something because I botched up Christy's name, the hyperlinks don't work, they take you to, like, Guam. I totally accept responsibility. I'm so good to hear your voice, by the way.
No worries.
This season went way too fast. And, you know, I'm
and
reminded.
And the eclipse, you know?
Yeah.
It affected everything.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a younger man. I was the guinea pig and or friend who helped out a young man who became a well-renowned now, by the way, acupuncturist. And he would very often, you know, talk about, you know, look at my tongue and the pulses and the, oh, why are you resisting fall? And, you know, I hear that shit and I'm like, really? So what? Why is my stool the wrong color or something? I mean, whatever. So I always found it interesting that he would be like, oh, you're resisting fall. And so the question I have for you, my dear, is what aromas and what scents do you want to talk to us about with respect to ushering in this beautiful,
yeah.
I mean, I know I have some that are just like my favorite, but I want to hear from you, obviously. And ladies and gentlemen, also, before we go any further, because I know everybody's waiting with masturbated breath, Christy, tell people how they can get in touch. Yeah, people can get in touch with you, please.
Sure, sure. So the website that I have is the www, then it's dot my, like M-Y, doTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A, .com / Christy Clark, and it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-C-L-A-R-K-E. And you can order from there at retail. You can join as a wholesale member. You can go on and just check things out, do some investigation of different oils and learn about them. It's just a good resource. There's lots of good info on there. So let me just say something before I jump into the fall oils. You need to get off the Claritin and get on some essential oils for your allergies.
Yes, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. You need some lemon, lavender, and peppermint. Mm-hmm. And you will not have any drowsy. You will have no side effects. And it works very, very well. So we'll talk about that later, though, because we're not talking about allergies right now.
Well, no, we can talk about allergies, too. Bring it in.
Well, some people have seasonal allergies in the fall. That is true. So that you want to layer lemon, lavender, and peppermint on the bottoms of your feet is a great place to do it. And you finish with the peppermint. First, you would dilute it with some oil or a lotion. Put that on the bottom of your foot first, then put a drop of each.
Why are you putting
it
on the bottom of your feet, please?
Lots of reasons. Part of the reflexology, you know, they use different points attached to different parts of your body on your feet. There are a lot of pores for excretion, but it's actually a very thick skin, so it's slow to absorb into your system. But it's a very good place because it gets quickly into your bloodstream because it's sort of connected to all of your organs, so to speak, because of the reflexology. So, yeah, some people say because it has the most pores. That's not really true because pores usually excrete things. But it's also, for some sense that people don't like, it's far away from your nose, so it's sort of an inconspicuous place you can use it. People that don't want to run around smelling like, you know, very flowery or very woody or whatever, it will be masked somewhat if it's on the bottoms of your feet as well.
Hmm.
So certainly you can put it other places. For the allergy, the doTERRA does make a soft gel that you can take internally, and some people prefer that. Only certain places. There's places not to put in your eyes or your ears, please, or any other orifices that might
be
uncomfortable.
Yeah, do not put peppermint on your clitoris.
Keep away.
I learned that one the hard way.
Good to know.
I don't even have a clitoris.
Excellent. So with the autumn oils, so two things I wanted to just mention. Ushering in the cold and flu and the bugs season when kids go back to school. So one oil that you cannot be without is an immune-supporting oil, okay? I actually use one on a daily basis. I put a drop under my tongue, and it's called On Guard, and it is a combination of wild orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. And
that sounds phenomenal.
Spices are excellent. Okay, for fall. That's what I'm going to talk about mostly tonight. But get yourself some On Guard. That's the name, the trademark name for doTERRA's immune support blend. And I do use it every day just as a prevention, you know, to ward off anything, let my body be as strong as it can going into the cold and flu season. Exactly. So you can also put it on your feet. You can put it, you know, other places, but you would want to dilute it if you're putting it on topically. You know, meaning use a carrier oil or some lotion or something before you go slapping it on your, you know, armpit or wherever you want to put it. Any questions about that? Because then I'll talk about the spicy oils.
No, that makes all of the sensicals in the world.
And I do have a bunch of great recipes if anybody's interested for some diffuser blends, because that is a lot of what reminds us of fall are the different scents that that just remind you of the smells of fall. So it's primarily going to be your spice oils and your sort of resinous woody oils and your herbs, okay? Sometimes the cone-bearing trees would be good ones as well. Your cypress, spruce, juniper, berry, those kinds can blend really nicely with the spices. Also, the citrus oils blend really nicely with the spices. So
Agreed. Any
of those
Agreed.
Summery citrus oils we talked about, you put a couple drops of them in with a spice, and any combination I've ever tried, honestly, really, they're all unique, but they all are very fall-like, in my opinion. So the big ones that are warming, and that's why they're so much for fall, because they're very warming to your body. And we're talking about our cinnamon bark, our cassia, clove bud, ginger, black pepper, fennel, you know, sweet fennel, which is like a similar to anise,
yes.
Smells like
anise.
Licorice, coriander, cumin, and cardamom. Those were the big ones that I kind of thought, the spices, those were the ones that come up. So I can go a little more into detail on each of them if we want, but they're all very warming and energizing and stimulating. So, you know, fall sort of is nap time, you know, you kind of, your energy dips a little bit because we're going into hibernation mode, right? So if you want to curtail that a little bit, I think that's part of why they can particularly be helpful. Some of these, you really want to make sure you're diluting them, okay, because they are what some of them, like cinnamon, for example, is considered to be a hot oil. So if you took a drop and you put it even on your forearm, it would be uncomfortable. It would burn, you know, you wouldn't have third degree burns, but it would feel uncomfortable.
Right.
So you want to make sure to dilute it. You're not just dropping it straight from the bottle onto your body. So that's really important with any of these spice oils, is to remember to dilute for safety purposes. And it's also better to absorb into your body if you're diluting. But cinnamon essentially is the cinnamon that is the best to use is cinnamon bark. Okay. And that is a little more expensive. So doTERRA does have cinnamon bark, and then they also have cassia. So cassia is C-A-S-S-I-A. Cassia is a relative to cinnamon. Cinnamon, like cinnamon sticks that we see, you know, in the grocery store or the health food store. And that powdered cinnamon, a lot of times what that actually is not from the cinnamon bark, but it's from the cassia bark, which I think is really interesting because it's a much more economical substitute. But its name is Cinnamonium cassia, right? So it seems like, oh, that's regular cinnamon, but it's actually a different variety, let's say. But if you can get your hands on the cinnamon bark, that's really the best one as far as it's going to be.
I grew up with
coaching.
That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just, you know, so the cassia is not really a true cinnamon. So this is kind of an interesting distinction between those two. And sometimes they can be, you know, like I said, blended with the citrus oil. So like it will blend very well with any lemon, lime, grapefruit, wild orange.
Right.
Those are really nice with cinnamon. And you want to dilute those. So the other thing about the cassia, let me see if there's anything else I want to say about that. Most people prefer the cinnamon oil to the cassia oil. It's just a little bit more rich smelling.
Right.
I guess that's a easy way to describe it. So it has more depth of scent.
And folks, I don't know how to sort of drive this point home, but I have to tell you, I used my oils all summer long. I used especially my geranium to keep bugs away, and of course, Christy's going to laugh. She's thinking in her mind, yeah, it keeps fucking everything else away too. But I put on I hosted a couple events, a couple parties where people were just like astounded. I made this cocktail that a girlfriend of mine and I stumbled on, and we're always trying to think about a way of making it sort of better, and I did, and she was like pissed off. It was great.
You added oils. Oh.
Yes, it is of all things. You know when you get, not the lemonade, do you remember when you were a kid, your mom used to buy that the orange juice that was in the can, frozen. You know,
some moms still do that.
Hello, glug glug glug. Right, it would clump into the thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Minute Maid, they make the what's it called? The Limeade. So I stumbled onto something because we had stuff in the fridge one day, and it was the Limeade. And you put it in either a blender or you put it in one of those, you know, those things where they have a little spout on it. All right, so there's that plus, you know, that Pinnacle vodka that's called whipped cream. Now, you wouldn't like wash your worst enemy with this stuff. However, something happens with the combination of this limeade Minute Maid shit in the can, plus this vodka that has a whipped cream flavor to it. I then added
lime?
The oils, the lime oil.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everybody was bugging out.
Trump
shit. They were bugging out because, you know, I have to tell you, folks, I am, my poor zester is very sad and lonely since I found oil. Like, why the fuck would I sit there?
Who needs a zester, exactly?
Oh, my God.
Just for garnish.
The oil.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, I use the oregano oil in marinades. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, you want to talk about making a dipping oil? Oh, just getting some bruschetta or some dried bread and making
mm-hmm.
with your virgin olive oil, putting in oregano or any of the other things, to be honest with you. So
mm-hmm.
I have one last question for you. I always, and I don't know, maybe because I'm Capricorn, and for some reason I just always connote the fall to it being a very sexy time of year. I don't know, something about it, like, you know what I'm saying? There's something very, like, let's go home and fuck.
Yes, well, ginger
so,
is an aphrodisiac, so you probably didn't know that.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice. Tell me what other
so
oils.
There's some of these spicy oils are aphrodisiacs, and so that's part of maybe what you're feeling. Cardamom and ginger, I know, are two that are particularly, as well as the, you know, patchouli we've talked about before. And that mixes
yes.
nicely with some of these spices. So,
You're going to wear something, right? No, you have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's challenging to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back into your apothecary kit and think, all right, I need to make her a potion to wear. That is going
mm-hmm.
to make men look past her hindrances.
Mm-hmm.
So. What
yeah.
kind of aromas?
So I would do some cinnamon, and actually doTERRA has one that's called Passion. It's their emotional blend that's perfect. It's exactly what you're talking about, and I'll tell you what's in it. The oils we're talking about, it's cinnamon bark, ginger, clove with a little bit of cardamom and a little bit of sandalwood. And then it has some other things in it, but not, it's mostly the spice oils. And that is simply divine. Love it, love it, love it. So you must get some. Rub it all over your body. Then you'll be irresistible.
Oh, yeah, because I need that, yeah. Oh my gosh. Chrissy, let me ask you something. Since I have you on the air now, were you bored out of your tits with this card? No, that wasn't what I was going to ask. When can I have you on next? What would be like, I don't know. Obviously, we can't do like
whatever.
A Labor Day. Like, what would be the next event to have you on for that we can get you in? So what would that be?
So after Labor Day, I'm actually going to Salt Lake City to go to the doTERRA convention, which is amazing, amazing. So I'm flying out of Charlotte, and I'll be there that week. I think the week I'm back is the 14th, maybe. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But we can do whatever. I'm happy to come on anytime you need me to.
After Labor Day, what is the next holiday?
Oh, next holiday after that? Halloween, probably, right?
Well, then I suggest you come up with a spooky
theme.
a spooky concoction for us. Right? Can you imagine?
I will try.
Come up with a perfume that will scare everyone away. It's called Just
There
you
go.
Jason.
Geranium is what it's called. Geranium.
Well, you know what, by the way, I was going to tell you, and I don't know why I'm attracted to it, but I love the smells of leather, of tobacco, and especially of smoke. You know,
and
like
gasoline?
Well, I like that too, and egg farts and skunk, but no. But I love the smell of a, and I do see the time, Jan, and I see that I have 15 minutes, but I have some people in the queue, which is good.
Yes,
the smell of this campfire smoke. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very, very, it's getting you in touch with nature, outdoor. You know, you're getting
mm-hmm.
back to your roots, so to speak. So that's why. So you need to probably pull a card and see if that's what it says, that you should go back to communing with nature for a little while. Take a vacation, go to the woods, find some quiet and solitude. That's my wish for
Christy.
You.
Christy Clark, Christy! I love you.
Okay, well, get to some
Thank
of those
you.
People. They would love readings from you, so keep going.
I love
stay
you.
On,
I miss you, and let us talk sooner than later, and good luck with the
getting the kids off to school and all of that, okay? And good luck with the full-time thing. Try if you can to, how do I say this to a mother who's got kids? Take some time for yourself. Yeah, sure. But anyway.
I will. And I encourage everybody to check out the website. And if you ever listen to Jason's show and you happen to sign up, I will offer a free oil to you. Just we'll talk about which one you want and we'll work something out. So
oh my God,
feel
that's
free
fantastic.
To check it
so,
out. Love.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to make sure on my
go.
Site. Yes. All right. Excellent. So we will talk soon. Christy, we will put you back in the queue. We love you. Thank you for stopping by
Thank
again.
Thank you. Wonderful. Appreciate it. Good night, everybody.
All righty. Let's see who is next for us, Lady Janet. Is it, help me out here. What do we have? We have Shay.
Hi there. I think it would be Shay.
All right. Excellent.
Hi,
Shay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling in from, darling?
Illinois.
You know what? You're the first person I've ever talked to in Illinois.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
and
my God, that's awesome. Hi.
Hi. So did you call in to wax philosophical about the tower card?
Well, I was listening to that, too, when you were talking about it with the window and the jumping in the three, what was it, the three doors? What, two windows and a door, three ways? Isn't
yeah.
that what you were talking about? Yes, yeah.
Are you, does the way in which I presented the material makes sense so far?
Yes. I'm understanding
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. Wonderful. So what can I do for you tonight? What would you like
some
guidance on?
Pardon me? Say it again?
What would you like some guidance on?
Well, I feel like my personal relationship's on a rocky road for quite some time, couple months, and I'm just wondering when will it just even out?
Wow. Okay. So the three cards are very much in line with what you talked about. The first card is the Two of Wands. This is the relationship card when two equal and opposite forces come together. That's in your path. So right now you're in the poor me phase, the Prince of Cups, which is I'm getting some, but I'm just and I want you to know that it is going to when the pumpkins ripen, things are
yeah.
going to soften up. Yeah, things are going to soften up for you. So you just hang in there.
Hang in there. I feel like I keep hanging in there.
Ask yourself a question. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you trying to contribute or are you trying to control? That seems to be the message that came up in my mind when thinking about how it is that you are interacting with this person. If you can get to some terms with that, you will make some great strides, I feel.
Oh, my gosh. It's just very difficult not to control and not to know everything and not to be able how do I say it politely? It's hard to just sit back and let it just happen slowly and patiently.
Don't take this the wrong way.
But I guess
way,
that's
but
what I need to do.
Don't take this the wrong way, but tough shit.
Oh, Lordy.
I am not the good cop. Tough shit, lady. You just, this man is not a bad man, and I need you to think to yourself, why do you need to be so controlling?
Well, I guess I just wanted to just go back to normal and happiness, but I mean,
okay.
But you're right. I need to just bear with it, I guess.
I need you to do some of your own work, take stock on yourself, and when you're interacting, ask yourself that question. Because there's right now some delusion on both sides, because I pulled the 18 card, the moon card, for you.
Okay.
So I want you to own your part of this. And I want you to know that if you give him half the energy you give towards an animal, like a pet, this person will respond in kind. Oh, damn apple.
Well, that's probably right, because he does tell me sometimes I'm mean, and when I go mean, then we take two steps back. But it's not that I'm being mean. I just don't want to be in a position where I'm hurt again, so I'm being very protective of myself and my boundaries. So I'm trying to reset boundaries.
How old are you?
38.
Darlin, you are exactly where you you are exactly where you should be. Do me a favor, have some faith in your abilities. Get down off that cross. We need the wood. I don't want to hear any victim talk. I don't want to hear.
Okay.
I want you to be free. I want you to get rid of these boundaries and this shit that you're talking. This shit's coming out of your face right now, and I want you to just be free of that. You understand?
Okay.
I want you to be kind to yourself. And I want you to start thinking about the difference between taking care of the world and taking care of yourself.
Got it.
Okay. So I am glad you heard the message. I'm sending you love, and I'm putting you back in the queue. And I'm going to take on number five. Actually, I don't see in the queue any longer. So I'm going to take on Sheba, as in the queen, Sheba. Good evening, Sheba.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastical. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Where are you calling in from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Excellent. I've spent a certain amount of time in my life in Massachusetts. I went to the University of Hartford in West Hartford, Connecticut. So a lot of people in UMass and the different conservatories up there in Boston and such. Lady, what can I do for you today? I have about 8 minutes left.
Okay, I'm calling because I'm having some difficulty and with my husband, and I'm just trying to see.
You certainly are. I just pulled the tower. I just pulled the tower card. That's fucking crazy. How long? Okay, how long have you been together?
9 years.
Nine years, but
we've only been married 3.
Is it possible for you to quietly, professionally, and elegantly exit this relationship?
That's where my heart is.
Yeah, I need you to get the fuck out of this yesterday. I picked some of the shittiest cards in a row, and I don't like to bullshit people. You can ask Janet. It makes my fucking toes
curl. And it's very difficult because we just had a baby 15 months ago.
I am very sorry for some of these choices. However, that child and you and everybody knew what they were signing up for when they came down. So there are no victims here.
And I was very clear. I was very clear about where I was going and my intentions.
Sure.
And I feel like
sweetness,
I just played.
Sweetness, I want you to get out of this relationship faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions? You sound like you need.
No, for me, that's the biggest thing that's been weighing on me.
Yeah, get the fuck away from him. Throw him to the curb. Figure it out. I'm going to yell at you. Figure it out. I want you to call back in the show and let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
You know, and remember something. You can't get pregnant if you use the hole in the back. Okay? This is a Greek lesson that we have been trying to teach this Greek lesson forever, but you people don't want to listen. No, just making babies all over the place. Okay. But anyway, listen, I really appreciate you calling in.
I love you,
Cindy. Is there something going on? I'm getting that there's something going on with your dad. No, sorry, your mom. May I ask what's happening there? Because for some reason my mother just said to me, ask her about her mom.
In what sense?
I have no fucking idea. Is everything good with your mom, yes or no?
She's about to come. She's overseas, and she's about to come here to the United States.
Aha. All right. I like it. I pulled a lover's card. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys have a pisser when she comes into town, okay, Mama?
Okay.
I'm sending you lots of love, and I'm putting you back in on the queue.
Thank you.
Huh. That is very interesting. Miss Interplanetary Janet, would you be kind enough to grace me with your presence? Are you there?
I'm here.
Did I bore you to tears, darling?
No. Not at all,
looking. You were saying?
No, it just looked like a couple people dropped off at one time, but I don't see where they went.
Yes, me either. So, that being said, I think we're just going to have a clusterfuck. I like that at the end. I'm going to bring, you've got Rachelle on. Let's bring Christy back on. I've got Janet and Christy and Rachelle and myself all on the line.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
here.
Rachelle.
Yes.
Tell everybody quickly, I have 5 minutes. Tell everybody quickly about this wonderful program you're going to be doing. Speak up.
My training that I'm going to be doing to become a workshop leader? That training?
Correct. That you're going away to.
Yes, I'm going away. I'll be in Chicago training at the AWA Amherst Writers and Artists Method of Leading Workshops. It's going to be exciting.
Which means that Rachelle will be able to lead workshops, especially within the fields of poetry and writing. So that's exciting.
Yes, I didn't say that. You're right. Writing and
Rachelle
poetry.
Is also an aromatherapist queen. did you have anything that you wanted to add or ask Christy about?
Well, I do like that allergy combo that she offered to you.
Yeah, it works very well.
Yeah, and if you're not afraid, but I think I'm good, I'll put it on the bottoms of my feet. But you said some people like to take it internally.
Mm-hmm. And you would never take anything internally that is not made by an incredibly reputable company like doTERRA.
Like
because
doTERRA.
You could do some serious damage. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple brands that just assure that it's 100% pure. And even though the bottle says that at the grocery store or Bed Bath & Beyond, do not believe it because there's no FDA regulation and they can pretty much say whatever they want to say. So do not ever
that.
Put those inside your body. But yeah, doTERRA.
Just in a little water, I can take that?
You can. Actually, people will put it in a little shot glass and, you know, like a drop of each or two drops of each, swish it around in your mouth, and then go ahead and swallow it. Jason, no joke, please.
Which one of those wonderful fall all should I just get right now? If I had to,
I'm sorry,
I could
say that
only
again?
Have one. Which one of those great fall alls could I have? Autumn
all.
Oh,
alls. Man. That is hard. Yes. Are you drawn to any of them? If I say cinnamon, ginger, fennel, black pepper, clove, do any of them just sound like really
I do love
really
clove.
Good?
Clove.
Okay.
Yes,
so that
clove.
Could be
mm-hmm.
that could be one. The En Garde blend that they have has the clove in it, and it is very spicy smelling. I like to diffuse that one, and most people I know do like it's very fall scented when you just diffuse it. And that's kind of a powerhouse oil because it's really good for your body as well. So you kind of get both the smell as well as the purpose, you know. So that
and
could
I'm not
be
afraid.
A good one to start with.
Okay. And I'm not afraid of smelling like a tree or any of those.
No.
So
the Onward's pretty spicy.
Mind.
They make a toothpaste that I adore. It's absolutely amazing. And my mouth, you know, it's super freshening. It's actually a whitening toothpaste. And they have all this line of cleaning products that are all from the En Garde oil. So I'm really used to the smell, and it's really, you smell the clove and the cinnamon the most. So if you like those spicy, you probably would like it.
I do.
So
thank you.
Check it out. You're welcome.
Awesome.
Can we go off of the fall and just maybe there's an oil I should take with me to my training next week?
Yes.
Just get that clove
that
and it'll help me because I said, is there an oil I can take with me to my training next week?
Yeah, sure. We can. Yeah, we can talk when he's done. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
So I have like 1 minute left, which is fantastic. So there's going to be obviously episode 2 of this. I'm going to put you ladies back into the queue, and of course, thank you for joining me, Christy, for Christy's Corner. Hopefully we'll have her back real soon. I want to give big thanks to my living astrology mama, Janet Hickox. Join us tomorrow for her show, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. So that pretty much does it for us today. Thank you for joining us, for all my listeners, and thank you for the callers in with their questions. And I look forward to seeing you. Well, I'll be hearing from you tomorrow. And then, of course, next week. Also, keep an ear out for the daily Instagram postings, which is on the Titillating Turo with Jason Levanis Instagram. And, of course, on the Facebook page that goes live with Janet every day. That's it for me. I'm out. Peace, love, and wheat germ.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, he can be contacted at www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. That's www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.
Guess what, Hollywood? I'm here.
Hollywood's got a new host, and the stars are shining bright on Steve.
It'd be okay to just come here every day for that.
Today, Premier Week continues with Ice Cube. Plus, baseball's rally granny makes the crowd go wild.
You've never seen anything like this before.
All new Steve.
Weekdays at 3 on Cairo 7.
Guess what, Hollywood? I'm here.
Hollywood's got a new host, and the stars are shining bright on Steve.
It'd be okay to just come here every day for that.
Today, Premier Week continues with Ice Cube. Plus, baseball's rally granny makes the crowd go wild.
You've never seen anything like this before.
All new Steve.
Weekdays at 3 on Cairo 7.